This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 440. Sorry, I'm having a little fit here. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. With me this week we have Matt, a.k.a. Melvar, Don, Titan Master Don, Rob Clay, and Diecast. Guys, how's it going?
Wet.
Very wet.
Very wet.
It's the AfterCon blues.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So... If you're paying attention, we really didn't have a show last week. We did a live stream, and I recorded like 5 minutes. What in the heck, Don?
Sorry, I thought there was a bug crawling. It was a battery or something.
A bug? You confused a battery for a bug.
Well, it's... Yes, I'm old. Leave me alone.
I was trying to do better.
Sorry. Well, I thought it was little stink bugs.
Don. You donned it again. Oh, you have stink bugs there, too.
Yeah. That's what I was trying. I was trying not to crush it so it wouldn't stink.
Do they actually stink?
Yes. Massey, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, they do.
Massey found out the hard way that they're not for eating.
Well, Massey is a cat. So if you had said that Don has realized now that if they're not for eating, that'd be something different, so... But yeah, if you paid attention last week, we really didn't do a show. I recorded like 5 minutes of something just to throw up to tell you guys to listen to all the great stuff that we had posted the week before because we were at TFCon, and it was pretty great.
It was.
Very, very good time.
Very good
time. Looking forward to doing that again.
Yeah. You know, I was not going to go to TFCon this coming year because I didn't want to go to Chicago again, but I might be changing my mind.
I think you're totally
going
to have to go.
Yeah. I think I may totally have to go.
I had such a great time. I need to go to Chicago.
It was so much fun. It was a blast. I liked the first TFCon USA, but I didn't love it. So I, you know, sort of kind of had my doubts if I was going to have as great a time at this one, but I absolutely did. It was awesome.
Yeah, I definitely would like to go myself, but I do. I mean, Brian, were you going to drive or fly?
Fly. Yes,
okay. Yeah, because I don't think I can do that drive again.
Yeah. And we're going to have the better convention space in Chicago this year. So
yeah. Now if I could get lucky and find some of those super cheap air rates, that would help.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. But yeah, so we didn't do a show last week, and all of a sudden we decided, or I decided, because I am a man to make such decisions sometimes, that we were going to do the show now, the live stream at 8 o'clock Eastern instead of 8:30, because why not?
A whole half hour sooner.
A whole half hour sooner.
Transformers news quicker.
Well, that, and, you know, we started doing this schedule at 8:30 because I was getting home late from work and I was going to the gym. I don't go to that gym anymore and I don't get home from work late all the time, so 8 o'clock makes sense.
And we're always streaming by 8 o'clock anyway, so.
Yeah, by the time the show actually starts, we're kind of tired. It's like we're all talked out at that point, so. But yeah, so, man, so at TFCon, we picked up a few things. I know that Don probably spent $4,500 or $5,000, something like that, just on fans project stuff. What did you actually get, Don?
I picked up... Positum. It's hard not to say possum on that. Sometimes.
I just want to call it possum bot or something.
Picked up that. I picked up Devil Star, the darker repaint of Evil Star. I picked up the first three of the not Dino King figures.
Did you pick up the visualizers? You can't remember.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad, Don, that you can't even remember that you picked
it's
those
sad
up.
Sad you can't remember my
did
name.
Did I get those?
Yeah, Dan. What's your problem, Dan?
Yeah.
Titan Master Dan.
Titan Master Dan. Hey, yeah. You know, when in Rome.
Yeah. And I picked up
I don't. It doesn't matter, Don. It's okay. You spent a lot of money. That's the important part. And we can bask in the glow of your awesomeness.
No, 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 no. Not my awesomeness. Not my awesomeness. This awesomeness.
I hate you, Don. Don, if you're not watching the video, which most of you aren't, Don is holding up a God Neptune from Beast Wars 2nd. I am so jealous. That is,
and it is so pretty.
It's on my short list of things I've always wanted. It used to be really expensive, and now it's not because there's no demand for it. And it's gorgeous, and I want it.
Yeah. I like that better than the G2 version I got from the club, unfortunately.
I want that, too. I love that mold. For the longest time, that was available at Big Bad, or the set was available minus the combiner bits.
Yeah.
That means when I say for a long time, I'm talking like 10 or 15 years ago, but they had that for sale. And the thing was almost impossible to come by except for eBay, and it was so expensive. And it didn't turn to dust, so there's like no gold plastic syndrome with that.
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah, seeing you guys, it was awesome. And seeing Don at work in the dealer room was a blast. He is like a professional. If Don could apply like his skill set in the dealer room to, like, I don't know, going in
life,
Don would be running for president right now. It would be pretty awesome. So, Diecast, you picked up a couple of things yourselves. What did you get?
Yeah, I got the Positum, the Visualizers, the three Dino Kings, because they were such great value, I couldn't pass them up. And it looks like it's going to be a really nice combiner, even though I don't have an attachment to Dino King. It looks really nice.
The only thing that kills me is the shells.
The cost and availability of them.
Yeah. Just.
And they're huge.
Yeah. I don't care about that. It's just, having Dino King and not having the shells is kind of just sad.
You think so? But,
well, it's...
Those shells look awesome.
Yeah. It's just, if I want Dino King, I want all of Dino King, but...
The shells are nice, but I don't need them, so I'm lucky. I don't feel like I need them.
I don't need them. I would like to have them.
But it's...
Because they really do look great.
I mean, the Dino King by himself without the shells will look awesome. But it's just, if you want a Dino King in your collection, you should have the shells, but they're just too...
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I totally get it.
And then one of the other things I got was the Animus Stealth Mode, which is the Voodoo Robot's new Ironhide / Ratchet / this was the Black Dioclone painted one. And I just put the review up last night. It's really nice. I really like it. I think it's probably the best Ironhide / Ratchet that we're going to get. I think it's not an easy figure to do, which is why Takara is going to have, you know, doesn't look 100% great. For what they've done, I really like it. It's probably about $20 priced, like $20 higher than it should be.
Well, I think the regular version will be about 20 cheaper. I think
no, it's 120.
Oh, both versions are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should be. I think $100 would be the sweet spot for that. Obviously, less would even be better, but I think 120 is a little on the high side. But really nice figure. Really glad I picked up that mold.
I know that, you know, we've had our debates on which one to get, this or the Takara version, which comes out. So it's nice to know that you're satisfied with this.
Oh, yeah. The only thing that was a little bit tricky was the little tiny plugs that they had, and breaking them off the sprue and trying to, get it shaved down so it would fit in the hole. And they're all, like, directional. So if you put one in upside down, you're not going to be able to get it back out unless you, like, pop out pins and everything. So it gets kind of hairy.
Do you need to take it back out?
Well, if you put it in the wrong way, you would have to. But you don't even have to put those little caps in, because if you're just going to leave it in robot mode, you won't even really notice them. I was just kind of, they're there, I have to do it, and I wanted to see, you know, what a difference it would make. So... But that's something you'll see in the review, that I did all that stuff. I just left the last one because I didn't want a lot of cursing and screaming in the review. So I just did the last one on camera.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Matt, you picked up some stuff too, right?
Yes, I did. I got my Mastermind Syndicus. I got that from Diecast. Thank you, Diecast. I got my Masterpiece Starscream, which Don picked up for me. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
I got Dino, Ichini, and San, because they were bundled together for a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah, it's ridiculously cheap, relatively speaking.
Yes, they were basically buy two, get one free. It was awesome. I picked up a Star Convoy reissue because I've never had that and just wanted one.
How much did you pay for it?
About $90.
That's actually, I think, what I paid for at retail. So you, with inflation, you paid less. It's pretty awesome.
And I got something else. I know I got something else. I got an Action Master Starscream I found.
Oh, yeah. You got a deal on that Action Master Starscream.
How much?
$20, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, complete.
Yeah.
And since I can never have enough of the classic Seeker mold, I got a BotCon Dirge.
Again, how much? I'm sorry. I'm just most interested in the stuff you got.
30.
Oh, great. 30,
yeah, somewhere around there.
Oh, did you find a Thrust? Because I was looking and I never saw one either.
Did not see one.
So, like, I know Diecast doesn't like used toys or pre-owned toys. He has a phobia against it. I certainly don't. But other than, like, something that I bought off of a friend, I think most of the stuff that I got was still still either new or sealed. So, like, I don't really go buy classic stuff or, older stuff anymore. I kind of hate that. I mean, I will occasionally on eBay, but at cons, it's just it's not something I normally do. But I almost did pick up an Energon Tidal Wave, thinking it was I think it was the Japanese version, which I wanted. But the coloration on the was it Micron Legend, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, the Micron Legend one looks great. Just it had a different paint scheme than the one we got. Yeah, I didn't get much other than the visualizers because it was so cheap. And I got the Alligator Con, which is, you know, I probably wouldn't have been so happy if it was the not Skull Cruncher. I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice. But I don't really have a huge attachment to Skull Cruncher. But this is something I've always wanted.
And, that's the other thing I couldn't remember. I also got that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this thing. I think
it's
the only
great.
It is. I think the only thing I would like better is if he had a basketball that you could have on it, you know, that he could spin.
Yeah.
If he had that, that would be like every single Optimus Prime meme, you know, for me in one little toy. I really like it.
Yeah, like I said, we've all been waiting for that figure since we saw the first artwork for it back in 2012, so it's nice to finally get there.
Yeah, like the middle of 2012.
Yeah, pretty cool. Rob, I saw you put up a review on T-Formers. Did you get anything else?
No, just still working through Combiner Wars Wave 4.
I still have yet to get them.
I did get from the last subscription figure from the club, too. I got Croc.
Oh, neat.
And I love the colors on this thing. He is way nicer than I thought he was going to be.
Oh, I also got the yellow, lime green yellow coloration of the B-Mog. That's out there. So, the platypus, whatever it's called, wasn't there, so hopefully I'll get that one.
Chainbill
Splatterpus.
Yeah. And there's another version coming out of him with a special accessory. I can't remember if Trent announced it or not, but just keep, if you like B-Mod, keep your eyes open because there's a special version of Chainsaw Platypus coming out.
That is a great name. Just to be completely transparent, I love that name. Okay, let's see here. Moving along. This Week in History. So, This Week in History, 2003. The Transformers, the game, is released in Japan by Atlus for the PlayStation 2. And who besides me has played this?
Okay, was this the one with...
This is the G1 game.
Okay, no.
It's terrible. It's indescribably bad. It's other than Mystery of Convoy, I would say this is the worst Transformers game ever released.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's Rob, so bad they didn't even release it in the U.S.?
No, I think they might have released it in Europe. No, they didn't. I think it's only been released in Japan. Rob,
yeah, but it's almost all in English, is from what I've seen.
Which is weird. You haven't played it, I take it?
No, never got that one. Wanted to.
It's awful. It is bad. But you know what? It was awesome at the time because I was playing a G1 game. Like how cool is this? But mm-hmm. but that novelty wore off in like 30 seconds.
So basically, it was the devastation of its time.
Devastation, while it's not my favorite thing, is way better than this. At least it's playable.
Yeah.
Pretty bad, and that is 12 years ago. Man, sorry. A little depressed. Take a drink. Okay, so, jumping into the news. Since we didn't really do a show the last week, there's a couple news items I do want to cover, but we'll get to those. At T-Formers, there was a photo from Twitter user T-Formers90, which was the three Legends figures that just came out, Slipstream, Black Arachnia, and Nightbird. I almost said Nightbeat. Nightbird. It's just kind of funny how Black Arachnia, of course, came out in 08, 07?
08, I think.
Yeah, from Transformers Animated, and she towers above the other figures, which
head and shoulders above the others.
Not even close. Yes.
Big.
It would be interesting to see like a comparison of deluxe figures over the years since that price point was introduced back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
I would actually like to see that. I should go photograph that myself just to see what that looks like. But yeah, it's really striking how much larger she is.
Yeah, to put it in scale, I saw a Facebook comment that said, "Wow, Black Arachnia is a Voyager."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In comparison, she almost looks it. Mm-hmm. I would say if we still had the Mega class, comparatively speaking, she would be like a Mega compared to the Deluxes. Yeah, pretty striking.
They all look amazing.
Yeah, they look great.
And I should have them in a couple days. I'm excited.
I need to ship my pile of loot. Like, I was waiting to ship my pile of loot for Quake Wave, which I initially canceled. But then I repurchased because I'm like, oh, well, I guess they'll get it in any day now. I should probably go ahead and pay for it. No, they never got it in, so I canceled it again. So
Just go with Takara Shockwave. Yeah, I'm just going to go. You'll be fine. But, yeah, I was waiting on these to ship my pile of loot. So as soon as I got that notice, yeah.
So, next thing I wanted to mention, I did mention this in the episode 439 and a half, which went up last week. We'll just cover it really, really briefly. Last week, Hasbro released their Q3 earnings, and Transformers sales did fall year over year compared to the same quarter the year prior, but the year prior was a movie year, and the Transformers sales fell less than expected.
Yeah, yeah, They were lower than expected, or
they were higher than expected.
Yeah, they were higher than expectations. They were lower than the year before, but they did not fall as much as Hasbro expected it to.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Yes.
So it does suck that sales fell, but again, it was movie year. But as I pointed out last week, movie toys don't sell like they used to. But you do have movie toys in the mix with everything else. We also had Robots in Disguise at that point, didn't we? Or did we?
Not sure.
The overall mix would have included whatever generation's toys were out there with the movie and anything else. So probably just by sheer volume, it makes sense. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna say one of the reasons they probably didn't... they did better than they expected It's probably because of online sales, because I don't really see the stores getting more quantity like during a movie year. During a movie year that, you know, they have a whole aisle full of Transformers stuff, but, you know, the Transformers section seem to be shrinking if you're watching your aisles at your local retail stores.
Yes.
So if they're doing better than expected, I think it's because the increase is going to online sales.
Well, the aisle space is shrinking, and I can never get stores around here to stock anything. So, all of my money goes to online sales.
Yeah, my local Walmart, it looks like there's not even a Transformers section. There's like one, a J-hook for like three deluxes, and that's like it. It's pretty bad. But Toys R Us still has a pretty good selection.
Oh, speaking of Toys R Us, just on TFCon, still one of the best Toys R Us's I've been to in a long time.
That is the Concord, North Carolina Toys R Us. It's a nice one. I get there when I can.
It was pretty great. Yeah, we Diecast and I stopped again on our way out of town just to look around.
Oh, they sold that one Black Series
TIE Fighter. Yeah, it was gone.
That thing is huge.
Oh, yeah.
It was scaled to hold two 6-inch figures.
Yeah,
and I could not put my hands around the box like this if I was picking it up. That's how big it was.
Don was trying to put it under his shirt. It was really weird.
That would have been great.
next time I see one, I'll make sure to throw it at you.
That would have been awesome.
Kill somebody.
Well, you know, it'd be a party then, so we'd have to go tie one on.
Gosh, okay. So, actually, also speaking of Toys R Us, I got in the mail today their Christmas holiday circular with basically what would be like the old wish book or whatever. All of that one Transformer in it is pretty great.
Yeah, that one red Transformer in it, yeah.
Well, yeah. At least it wasn't like I won't mention the name, but one of the stores put out a flyer, and they had a Power Ranger on there from 3 years ago. That's not even on the shelf anymore. So it could have been worse.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. What else we got going on in the news? The BotCon 2016 box set reveal from last week was Predacon General CicadaCon. Again, I'm not super hot on this box set in concept, but I think I'm liking it better than I was. But this CicadaCon is slight retool, new head of Aerial Bot Skydive.
Not a new head.
It's not a new head?
No.
No, it's the original head.
Yeah.
The fifth head is going to go to the combined mode.
His face looks different. Is it the paint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I thought it was a new head from the photo.
There's five new heads. And Ravage,
Tarantulas.
Everything else gets a new head, but this.
C-Clamp and Ramhorn all have new heads, and the Combiner apparently, not this one.
Okay, I guess I can see how it's not. That paint really does. It all just really runs together, the intent.
But to get five new heads is pretty impressive for a set.
Well, I mean, yeah. And were the heads? Do we know whether or not? I guess all the heads were just for this set, not additional heads that were added to the tooling. I'm assuming that they're new heads. Okay,
but I have no interest in this set.
It's a combiner, so they've got me.
It's a Beast Wars combiner. I should want this desperately, but with no beast modes.
Was there even a combiner in Beast Wars?
Yeah, the Tripredicus.
Yeah,
so Don just showed us one a second ago.
Yeah, three up
in the set. Yeah. Well, you know, also remember we talked about this at TFCon in the room of how, you know, Hasbro was probably saying these are the molds that we've got available. You know, we want you to use these molds, and their club is wanting to do a Beast Wars anniversary thing, so they're just trying to combine both ideas as best they can. Although,
I mean, that's all speculation, though.
I know.
I don't buy. I buy maybe.
Yeah, 2001 has a RID 2001 has an anniversary next year.
I know, because I did not think about that until Chris told me about that. Good. Then I realized, think about that
hotspot mold painted as
Fire Convoy. And then you could have had Godfire Convoy be a combiner with the three car robot brothers and the Rook mold as Magnus.
So Diecast, tell us, we'll finish off what you're trying to say.
I'm sorry.
I just don't think that they... I mean, in other BotCon sets, we've gotten molds that are, you know, 2-3 years
or older.
So, I mean, maybe they want to do a combiner, maybe because that's the latest thing. Or, you know, it could be Hasbro saying that this is what we have available to you. I know we've been speculating that because the production moved, that maybe... The molds aren't available for, you know, older figures like they used to be. I mean, no one knows. I just feel...
Somebody knows, but...
Someone could have done something. I mean, but if they wanted to do a combiner, this is the only way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got two Seekers in the subscription Club 3, and that mold's about 10 years old now.
So, going back to your question before Diecast, though, if there were combiners in Beast Wars, so you had Magnavos, who was a Maximal, Tripredicus, who was a Predacon, and in Beast Wars 2nd, there was God Neptune, which was the repaint of Predacon.
I never got that far into Beast Wars. I have the box. Well, I have the full box set of Beast Wars, but I just haven't gotten the box set.
You've made it farther than I have.
What do you mean? Box set?
The DVD box set.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking toys.
But I haven't gotten that far in. I've, you know, maybe done season 1 and 2. I don't think I've ever done 3.
Season 1 is good. Season 2 is freaking awesome. Season 3 is okay. Love Beast Wars. It's not the best. Okay. But yeah. Not super hot on the set. I should love it. If we actually had Beasts in Combiner Wars, it would be pretty sweet, but we don't.
Yeah, we could have had a really awesome Beast Wars combiner set if we actually had Beast combiners.
Yeah. So the closest thing we have is Skylynx. So the MP11NR Masterpiece Ramjet, so he's a conehead, is going to be a limited exclusive mall edition, limited to 2,000 units. And I want it. I just, you know, retail is like $130, but it's going to cost way more when online retailers get it. Yeah.
It'll be $200 to import it.
Oh, or more.
Yeah. It'll be somewhere around $200 because that's what Skywarp was last year.
Was Skywarp limited to 2,000?
Yes. And you can still get Skywarp too. Big Bad Toy Store still has it.
But Skywarp wasn't a conehead. This is new.
No. Yes.
Which means they're going to do the other two coneheads. So.
I hope so.
Get your wallet out.
Yeah. There goes my money.
The face looks a little bit wonky to me, but it's not it's not far enough off to discourage me from buying it.
I like it. If I can afford it, I'm buying it.
I mean, also Blue Streak, they said, was limited, but that was only in the one market that it was limited, and there was a lot more available in other markets. So
That wasn't a mall exclusive, though, right? Or was it?
Blue Street. I think it started out as that.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get more of these and we'll be able to, you know, purchase these.
I could even see a Hasbro run later.
Is this up for pre-order already?
No.
No.
Okay.
I think it is from the mall.
But not from Big Bad or something.
No online retailers have gotten hold of them yet.
They need to acquire stock somehow.
Yeah.
So photos have popped up online. More photos of Masterpiece Tracks, and why don't I own this yet? Why is this not in my hands?
Because it's not been released yet.
I know.
Because they're taunting us.
There are photos of it beside of Alternators Tracks, and it. I mean, I know it. I know that they're smaller, but it kind of hurts seeing it side by side. And
yeah, it's just the one thing about this Tracks is like the head. It's like. It's just weird seeing a Masterpiece figure with the head just sort of there. I don't know. It's just weird.
I don't know. This looks pretty fantastic to me, Don.
So you're not used to Masterpiece figures having a head.
What if it had a detachable head, Don?
That would turn into Daniel.
Oh, no, Raul. I'm just saying, you know, it's just... It's just sort of weird having it that visible when they try to go for the car mode being as authentic as possible. It's just weird, that's all.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I don't.
Trax's head is right there in the windshield.
Oh!
Okay, I got you, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, because they try to have the car mode as accurate as possible, yet the head is just like X-Brawn. It's,
it's a little silly,
right there. It's right there in the seat.
Okay, yeah. Perhaps translucent plastic for the windshield was not a great idea.
Not for this toy. Yeah, okay. Let's see here. So, Minicon Battle Packs. So we're getting a Minicon Battle Pack with Optimus Prime and Sideswipe. That's pretty cool. Is this, Rob, did you post this? No, this is XV Story.
Yeah.
So is that in the photo, though? Is that the Minicon that he's getting the sword?
I believe so.
I want that.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
I really want that. I haven't been buying all of the Robots in Disguise that I should be. I think I've honestly probably bought more Adventure at this point. This looks really, really sweet. Sideswipe looks okay, but that Optimus, I really like the color scheme. Just sad that it's not green. Be nice to have a green Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime should always be green.
Always be green.
And for those folks who don't understand, in last week's show, Don, we talked about. I just mentioned.
No, you do it. No.
Yeah, no, it's a. One of the late designers, Rick Alvarez, was telling about wanted Optimus Prime to be green.
He's not dead. You make him.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
No.
Later additions to the team.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted green Optima. So
said that Optimus should always be green from now on. Yeah. We see how well that went.
Okay, so we have new stock photos of Combiner Wars figures, Combaticons. New molds are nice, or a new mold is nice. I'm not getting much else from this.
Swindle is so heavily remolded, I will accept that.
Yeah, I agree.
He was what, Rook?
Yeah.
Rook.
Yeah, does look, well, robot mode he doesn't look that much different, but in vehicle mode he definitely does.
But yes, I went for this pre-order right away because I need my Combaticons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Brawl looks good. Swindle looks good. Onslaught. That hotspot mold is fantastic. So.
And Vortex looks okay in robot mode.
Eh.
He looks okay. I'm not saying he looks
sure
great.
He sure does look like a different colored Alpha Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we're not getting a space shuttle, and that's kind of disappointing.
Hasbro anyway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll be honest though, after seeing the pictures that went up, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it would having him not as a space shuttle.
Couldn't they make Alpha Bravo a space shuttle? I mean, then we could have two Alpha Bravos in that mold.
Shut up.
Oh God.
About all he needs is some wings. Just plug on some space shuttle wings, and there you go.
It would not have been a hard remold. I'm surprised they passed that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost want to do that as a custom just to be funny. Like, there's enough Alpha Bravos out there that I could get one.
You would not be the first person to attempt it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I may, if we do get a Takara Combaticon set with a space shuttle blast off, I will be double dipping on him because I've
Bruticus, absolutely.
Yeah, Bruticus is my favorite American combiner, and I really want to get both versions.
I want it.
Did you get Warbitron Bruticus?
Yep, I got him.
Okay.
Yeah, the only Bruticus that I don't have is like the candy toy version and Battle Gaia. I think I have all the other ones.
Which
that
was
I
the candy
of.
Toy version? Or is that, are you talking about Kabaya?
Yeah.
Just Kabaya, Bruticus?
Yeah.
I missed it then, yeah.
Dawn, if Takara does their space shuttle, you're going to more than double dip on that because you know if they do that new mold, they are going to hit it up with every possible color combination they can.
Yeah.
A lot of Bruticus repaints.
Well, I'll be honest. I may skip some of those because it's like I don't want the cheddar cheese ruination again.
Voltagus?
No, the desert camo. I call it the cheddar cheese.
Oh, okay.
Camo, because it's got weird fun. That's like, that's not sand. That's like.
Would you want cheese. This in Voltagus colors?
Or Ruination.
I mean, either one. I mean, either one. Yeah. But Voltagus is kind of ugly. Ruination is ugly, but a different ugly.
Yeah. Now the Urban Commando, the Urban Camo color.
I like those.
Yeah.
So, do we know why? Chris may know, but he's not here. Why the color scheme for Voltagus was radically different from Ruination, or vice versa?
No,
I don't know why.
I remember at the time there was a reason
besides Voltagus being ugly.
I don't remember what it was. It was someone either asked at BotCon or there was a Q&A or something, and they mentioned. Why they did it, and I can't remember what the reason was.
Possibly because there were already so many Voltaguses in Easter baskets at Walgreens that they didn't want to confuse customers.
That's as likely a story as any.
Yeah. So, the figure subscription service, Figure 3, showed up last week. Of course, it was Croc. He was the only one left. But the seventh figure, the seventh surprise figure, was Night Racer. Well, I mean, everybody knows at this point. It was Night Racer. And, of course, that was the BotCon 95?
Mm-hmm. Raksha. Yeah, it was the first official female Transformer.
Really?
Yeah, toy made of a female character. Yes.
And, interestingly enough, the bio for Night Racer for this edition was updated. It was written originally, but updated by Raksha.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. And... It, even though Raksha's not in the fandom as much anymore, I haven't talked to her in a while, but it's nice to see that all the hard work she put into 95 mm-hmm. is still paying off to this day with the characters.
Yeah, I read on AllSpark where Pete said that he reached out to her and let her know this and asked for help with updating the bio.
Sweet.
And her Target Master or whatever, Minicon partner, is named... Kashar, something like
Shakar.
That. Shakar, which is an anagram for Raksha. So
that's cool.
And again, I just want to point out that on AllSpark or some other message board, there's a dude whose screen name is Raksha, and it's just so weird.
And the paint applications on Night Racer are pretty fantastic too. Yeah.
That's good.
And what's weird is when Raksha was at the show, when she was coming to the early shows, she would bring Avatar. Which is one of her boa constrictors,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was a she, and she would just sort of just lay there and just be just like just look around, just I mean you know you could pet him and everything. It's just
like Matty.
No, actually, I think Avatar was better well behaved than Matty.
Yeah, pretty cool. I kind of wish I owned this. I kind of wish I'd actually got the subscription service for that G2 Starscream and for this. So. I sure didn't. So there's going to be a Black Friday deal, apparently. Legacy Recordings announces a limited edition vinyl exclusive Transformers, the movie. Two disc album. So
this is different. This is different than the blue one that you got, right, Brian?
I actually didn't get the blue one. I got the black one. I got the standard release for whatever reason. Which kind of ticked off about that.
This apparently on one side it's going to have an Autobot symbol, on the other side it's going to have the Decepticon symbol. It looks like they put a lot of love into it.
Yeah.
And although I don't have vinyl, I don't have a way to play vinyl records.
Me neither.
I almost want to buy this just because it seems like they did such a nice job putting it together.
Mine is framed, and that's what would happen with this. Now I question. How that would actually impact the playing. I mean, is it color?
You can't play it when it's framed.
good one. Yeah, true. Very true. No, but how would the Autobot symbol and the Decepticon symbol impact the playing? Or is that just on the jacket, the dust jacket, and the disc itself is plain?
It says that the logos are etched onto the discs.
Well, I mean, like, since you're playing a groove, well,
Well, as long as the groove's still there,
as long as the groove is consistent, yeah, and the needle, the stylus.
It's probably not actually on the groove part of the record. Well, I'm sure it's just in the center.
Well, I mean, as long as
they could probably etch it in the space between the grooves.
Well, I would say instead of between the grooves, maybe across the grooves.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
As long as the stylus can't escape from that, or isn't interfered with by that. By the etching, I mean, it probably would be fine. I mean, they know what they're doing. Ooh, there's a Johnny Cash record, too. Which one is that?
So we have to wait till Black Friday to get this?
Now, I don't even know where you're going to get it.
I know. I wonder what the price is going to be, because it, if it's cheap enough.
I don't know. When is Record Store Day? That's
Black Friday. And it looked, same day, it looks like.
Okay. Mm. Interesting. I would like to get this. I like crazy different stuff than this. I don't have the world's largest collection. I'm kind of like where Rob Springer is. I like weird, interesting things more than I like toys that I have two or three of already. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Deadlock, your hobby, drift repaint. Looks kind of nice. He's up for pre-order now. Don't need it.
I do need it. I've already pre-ordered it.
It does.
Looks really nice in those black and purple colors. Right.
And I do like that mold.
Yeah, and yes. just for our listeners, just in case anyone else is hearing about this for the first time, Hobby League Japan does have it on pre-order right now for about $48. So it is for an e-hobby exclusive, and those do tend to get kind of pricey on the backside. So yeah, if anyone's been looking for one, they do have it up for pre-order now. So hopefully this helps some.
Not bad, not bad. So I spilled my Pepsi Max here on my mouse pad, so I'm trying to take care of that while we do the show. Multitasking. Okay, so Transformers Adventure TV-S VS-04 Stepper. It looks really nice in vehicle mode.
Yeah, it does look nice, but...
I'm not a fan of that mold.
Yeah, me neither. But there's not enough Stepper in Artfire decos. But, I mean, between, Million Publishing, I guess, and this and a couple other things, I mean, we're getting more of those.
Oh, I wish you hadn't mentioned that. This will look pretty good with the Million Publishing Artfire.
The Million Publishing Stepper probably would look better with it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Million Publishing Artfire.
It's weird seeing the box saying joint struggle.
Joint struggle.
Our joints are bad.
Yeah, that is interesting. One thing, so this isn't a versus, since these are both Autobots, what I miss is the versus box sets that Takara would release. I guess, do they still do those in any capacity?
Yeah, there are other versus box sets that do actually have, an Autobot and a Decepticon. It's just, for whatever reason, we wound up with two Autobots in this one.
I always appreciated those. It's just a nice little, I don't know, sometimes you can find them and you can get them cheaper, the two figures cheaper that way than you can buying them individually.
Look at all the Versus set we got for Beast Wars and Beast Wars Neo.
I bought a ton of those.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're great. They look great for display if you're not going to open them. And it's just nice. They're just nice little sets that don't really break the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. So some sad news, I guess. I don't know. I haven't read it. Probably. It's probably my fault then. So IDW's Robots in Disguise animated confirmed to end with issue 6.
It is kind of sad news. It's a really solidly done all-ages comic, and I think that's necessary at this point for Transformers, because the comics IDW puts out at the moment are really great, but I'm not sure I'd recommend them for smaller kids, and these I would. So, it's a shame.
I wonder if this is writing on the wall for the show. Like,
probably not.
I mean, they've already confirmed a full second season, so.
Yeah.
Although shorter than anticipated.
Well, I mean, there are episodes missing from the initial leak or release, whatever the episode, episodes. But, I mean, Hasbro said, of course, not to read too much into that, so.
So do you think
they're going to say that? But
it'll have a third season, or you think we'll be done at two? I kind of think we're going to be done at two. I don't think this show's really picking up steam.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same thing.
Well, again, I hate pointing blame at any one entity, but a 6:30 a.m. slot is not where the show needs to be.
Which is why I think it's awesome that for Combiner Wars they are working with Machinima to produce that and distribute that.
And honestly, you know, pointing blame at any one entity is fine when it's Cartoon Network.
I was trying to be Network is where
it doesn't need to be. But
well, it's you know, like I said, at one point,
of course, I'm still mad they cost us animated, but hey.
Oh, yeah. I'm still mad about Megas XLR. I mean, this goes back a ways. I'm mad about Gundam. I mean, the Cartoon Network has a legacy.
Yeah, and it's not. Yeah, there's a reason I call it being Cartoon Networked. I turned it into a verb because you're being.
It makes sense. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. You're entirely right.
Yeah, Green Lantern Animated Series, Young Justice, Thundercats.
Hey, but we have
Impossible.
We have Teen Titans Go, and it's awesome, so. What? I like it way better than Teen Titans.
I've heard that.
It's great.
To have that magnificent of a voice actor cast back and the show not pick up where the first show left off.
It's better, though, so I don't care.
No, it sucks, Brian.
It's awesome. Teen Titans Go is great.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Actually, I guess you can buy Teen Titans at Amazon, can't you? On DVD and Blu-ray?
Huh? Yeah, the good.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, the good Teen Titans, yes.
So, yeah, you can get the complete first season at Big Bad Toy Store at Amazon for $9.79. TFRadio.net/Amazon. So with Christmas coming up, if you're doing your shopping on Amazon, why don't you just do it through the link on our website, or again, tfradio.net/Amazon. Doesn't cost you any more, and it helps us out. It helps pay for things like the show, our web hosting equipment, you know, all this isn't coming out of my pocket anymore, which is awesome.
Well, also, Brian, with Christmas coming up, the more they help you out, and the more you learn the spirit of Christmas, the less chance you'll be visited by three ghosts.
This is true, and the more likely that my heart will grow three sizes that day.
Amazon always has great deals around the holidays, like cheap. I do 90% of my shopping on Amazon for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Yeah. I mean, I like the Thundercracker. We picked up the Combiner Wars Leader Thundercracker, like $26 or something like that. I was like, I mean, crazy good prices sometimes.
Yeah. And heck, I've seen Roadbuster. Well, I saw Rhinox and Roadbuster for like $8.48 a piece because it was part of that little program to get you over to the free shipping amount. And it was like less than $9 for a Rhinox at one point.
Okay. Awesome. That's really great. But yeah, Transformers, electronics, whatever. So anything, like, people buy video games and stuff, there are a link, and we love you for that. Video games, toys, Lego, whatever. We have a lot of great people who are, you know, using it, but, you know, we can always use more, and it can always help expand our offerings. So we would appreciate it. Thank you very much, and we love you. Okay, so let's see here. Third-party news. I only have one item that I put in because only one item really stuck out to me. And it's because, of course, I am partial to... there it is. For a second, I thought that I was looking at the wrong thing. So, Bad Cube, what's it called? Sun Surge. It has a neat little accessory pack with it, and with it comes Chip Chase, or as he's known in this, Fry.
With the wheelchair, Chip Fry, that's great.
Yeah.
With the wheelchair and everything, the wheelchair looks great.
It really does. Like, I wasn't too interested in this, but I kind of want it now.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a test shot of this. I'm hoping maybe within the next couple days.
Yeah, it would have been kind of cool if, like, the wheelchair and Chip could have become his headmaster.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I'm just saying it would have been kind of nice.
Wrong human, Don.
I know, but I'm just...
And yeah. Sunstreaker was one of the very first Transformers. This is the father of the Transformers, basically.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Also, hey, I'm just actually I was checking out Big Bad Toy Store so I could pre-order it. Full disclosure. And it looks like they actually have a sale today on, if you're listening to this today and watching it live, on G2 Sideswipe for $55.
Oh, that's a pretty good
deal. Yeah, it's the one-day sale for
today. Oh, I might need to pick up a second one because I didn't sticker the one I have, and I really want a sticker one.
So
that's Brian.
I'm going to go ahead and pre-order this.
Car payment.
That Sun Surge does look pretty good. The face is a little different, but I like the take on the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. But definitely, I'm certainly looking to that. So let's see here. Jumping to the items on the network. So we didn't do an RFC last week. We posted a Being Awesome with Rob Springer, where Rob talked about the TFCon Charlotte show that we all loved. And there was a new episode of Superhero Time where, what is the show that's out, the Ranger show out now?
Dino Charge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they covered 2 weeks worth of Kamen Rider Ghost, which not looking good, and two weeks worth of Power Rangers Dino Charge, which continues to be excellent.
Yeah, and there was no that one episode of Star Trek this week. So if you want to subscribe to that one episode of Star Trek, it's currently in the Superhero Time feed. Don't know if that'll ever change, but it is available there. Really, really enjoy the episodes that I've listened to that so far. I need to go back and actually finish them.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Rumors this week?
Okay, well, I wrote a new thing about Transformers Devastation, basically about the higher difficulty levels, how to cope with them, whether or not I think they're fair, things like that. I also did a video review of Combiner Wars Deluxe Sunstreaker. Ironhide is next. He's coming soon. And we've got the cover art for this year's Million Publishing Transformers Generation book, and it is a really nice piece of Play-Doh.
I liked it a lot.
Oh, hey, yeah. Rob, was he going for a Wildman style, kind of? Because that just sort of, you know, says the Andrew Wildman's. I mean, was he trying to go for, because a lot of the colors are Marvel G1, too.
He's definitely going G1 comic book.
I think it's an earlier Marvel G1 that he was going for, because the faces certainly don't look Wildman to me. They're much more on model, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it looks awesome. I really love this.
Yeah.
I would love to buy just a print of this cover, just to have the...
Well, why don't you ask Guido if he's going to make one available?
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
Yeah, you probably have him on Facebook. I think, aren't you friends with him on Facebook?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I don't know. I know if I lose a friend, I'm like, oh, well, somebody unfriended me, but I don't actually know who I'm friends with.
And you will never know who that was. Because you can't keep track.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So, you know, you can actually find me on Twitter at bkilby, at BKILBY. You can find us on Twitter at TF Radio. And, of course, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. And, of course, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/C/Radio Free Cybertron. One word. Diecast.
What's the C for?
Channel, I think.
Okay.
I'm assuming. Diecast, though, you're all over the place, too. How do people get a hold of you?
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2, and that's the best place to reach me. But I'll also be at NJCC this coming next Sunday, November 8th. I'll actually have a table and be selling some of my stuff.
Really?
So, yeah.
You're going to be signing autographs?
I will sign autographs for a nominal fee. Free. if you buy something, I'll sign it, you know, sign it twice.
So what are you going to have for sale?
I'm going to have a bunch of loose Transformers that I haven't gone through yet, and I'm going to have the Fans Project Function X Quick Switch for sale. I don't know. I haven't really gone through everything yet, but I'm going to have some Starscreams for sale. So if you need a Masterpiece Starscream and you haven't picked one up, come see me.
Don, what were you going to say?
I was going to say it surprised everybody, including Diecast.
Yeah.
I'm always going to have on the table.
That's pretty cool. So what made you decide to do that?
Just NJCC. They do it 2 or 3 times a year. And I just wanted to get a table and get rid of some stuff, try and make some room, because there's definitely some stuff that, like, I still have in boxes, or I took out once, reviewed it, put it back in the box type of thing.
We should do a table at Joe Lanta next year, if you make it. I'm going to go.
I'm still looking at flights. It might be a couple months before I can... I mean, I'm planning on going.
You got a cheap flight last year, or this year.
Yeah, like, yeah, and I want to do the same type of thing. So, because if I have to put money to an actual event, I'd rather be like TFCon.
Of course.
So,
yeah, pretty cool. Okay, Don, you are on the interwebs.
Yeah, I'm on. Best way to get me is also on Twitter. Is at HMRC the number 4 EVR, and you can reach me there, or you can reach me at TFYLP as for anything concerning TFYLP.
Oh, Don. Okay, Rob.
On the other podcast I'm on.
Rob.
Shameless, Don. Shameless.
Does like Duron pay you to like incur mention?
No, I'm saying that there's people at that TFCon that knew me from TFYLP and didn't know I was on RFC too.
Oh,
we
got to fix that.
Yeah, we all get a chance to mention our extracurricular stuff anyway. So yeah, I am at RAC2750 and also for gaming stuff at Flailthers. Speaking of,
that's awesome. Very cool. Okay, and Matt is not on the internet. He will check email, but he will not tell you his email. So, okay, cool. So, again, if you are inclined to watch the show live starting next week or starting this week, the actual show itself starts at about 8 p.m. Eastern time. That way, we can still goof off and everything after the show, but we can sort of get our energy out during... It'll be fun, it'll be different, but hopefully it'll mean that we get to show up faster, too. But I don't have anything else, so I guess for the guys, I've been your host, Brian Kilby. I'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good one, okay?
See y'all.
Happy day.
See y'all.
Happy day. Happy day.
I got to go get my grits and gravy.
BrianKilby.com/radio.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.